Welcome to the Kairos It's Not All or Nothing recruitment presentation. My name is Paula Ordaz, and I serve on the Kairos Outside Denver, Colorado team. I've been a part of Kairos since January of 2022, and after my first weekend event that I was a part of, I joined the advisory council. And then soon after that, in April of 24, I became a weekend leader. And now I'm still currently serving every weekend and part of the recruiting chair advisory council. I would like to introduce Dave Self to you.
Hi, yes, Dave Self, as Paul said. I serve on the Maryland State Committee. I started with Kairos in about 2013, and after about a year, I joined the advisory council for my local facility. I served on the advisory council there as both institutional liaison and continuing ministry coordinator. Eventually led a weekend just before COVID. And just last year, I moved from the advisory council onto the state committee, where I'm serving as the state recruiting subcommittee chair. And I'm first time presenting, and I'm glad you can join us.
Let me open us up in prayer. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for this time. Thank you that we're able to gather and just to be able to learn something new, how to recruit new volunteers, how to engage with church members and get them excited about Kairos Prison Ministry. Father, I just pray this presentation will give new insights to the audience. Help them to see what they can do to apply it to their recruiting efforts. And I just pray that your hand be with us and may your presence be made known. Father, we love you and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, I ask these things. Amen.
Amen. And we'll move from there into a devotional before we get into our subject matter. This devotional is called Surrendering to the Call, a Heartfelt Response to God's Voice. In the book of Isaiah, we encounter a profound moment of divine revelation and human response. In the English Standard Version, Isaiah 68 declares, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, Here I am, Lord, send me." This verse captures the essence of a heart that has been touched by the presence of God and is eager to respond to his calling. To fully grasp the significance of Isaiah's response, we must first understand the context of this passage. Isaiah encounters the holiness of God in a vision that overwhelms him, angels proclaiming the holiness of the Lord and the very foundations of the temple shaking in his presence. It is a moment of awe, reverence, and fear, where Isaiah realizes his own sinful state and unworthiness in verse 5. However, instead of despair, Isaiah receives grace when one of the seraphims touches his lips with a coal from the altar, declaring him clean in verses 6 and 7. What follows this transformative encounter is the pivotal moment of divine commissioning. God's question, "Whom shall I send?" reverberates with a sense of urgency and need. It brings forth a divine invitation to participate in his redemptive work among the people of Israel, who were in desperate need of prophetic voice amidst their disobedience and idolatry. God is looking for someone willing to carry his message, and Isaiah responds unequivocally, "Here I am, send me." This response is not merely a casual acceptance. It embodies total surrender and a readiness to fulfill God's purposes, regardless of the cost. Isaiah's willingness to be sent presents a challenge to each of us. In our own lives, are we responding to God's call? Are we actively listening for his voice amid the noise of our daily routines? In a world brimming with distractions and competing priorities, we may struggle to discern what God is asking of us. Yet God's desire remains the same. He is searching for willing hearts to carry out his mission on this earth, to love, to serve, to share the gospel, and to embody his truth. When we say, "Here I am, send me," we open ourselves up to a journey filled with both challenges and blessings. This surrender often requires stepping out of our comfort zones and confronting our fears. Isaiah did not know what his mission would entail, but his willingness paved the way for God's plan to unfold through him. Likewise, when we answer God's call, we may face uncertainties and trials, yet it is his willingness that we experience God's guidance, provision, and strength. Moreover, Isaiah's response serves as a testament to the nature of true service. It is not done under obligation or out of fear, but out of love and an understanding of God's greatness. As believers, we must remember that God does not seek perfection. He seeks availability. He desires our hearts, our willingness to engage with him, and our obedience to step forward in faith. In Romans 12:1, Paul urges us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. This echoes Isaiah's willingness, showcasing that responding to God's call is not a one-time event, but a lifestyle of surrender and dedication. Ultimately, Isaiah's heartfelt response invites us to reflect on our own readiness to be used by God. We must ask ourselves, are we actively listening for his voice? Are we prepared to respond when God calls us into action? May we echo Isaiah's words, "Here I am, send me," and with sincerity and boldness, allowing God to use us as instruments of his love and truth in a world that desperately needs to hear from him. In conclusion, let us commit this day to discern God's voice amidst our daily lives and to respond with a heart willing to serve. Let his call inspire us to action and ignite a passion within us to fulfill the Great Commission in our communities and beyond. As we surrender to his calling, may we witness the transformative power of saying yes to God and embrace the journey he has set before us. And let us keep these kind of words in mind when we're seeking people to step up and serve for Kairos.
Thanks, Dave, for your devotion. Now let's talk about recruitment. It's not all or nothing. Here's the hard truth we face today. Out of pure excitement for what God is doing in Kairos, many of us are recruiting like it's an all or nothing opportunity. We are leading with logistics and rules and massive sacrifices before we even have built a relationship. So when people tell us no to Kairos, they aren't saying no to the ministry. They are saying, I am overwhelmed, or I'm scared to serve in a prison, or I don't have time. Today, we are going to learn how to flip that script. We are going to stop demanding a marriage proposal on the first date. Instead, we are going to learn how to build simple, comfortable on-ramps that allow working parents and busy professionals and new faces to taste and see what that the Lord is good in Kairos, one small step at a time.
Okay, during our presentation, we'll come across a number of questions and look at different possible answers for those. We might recommend that if you're watching this recording, that you may actually want to stop your video and jot some things down from your own experience so that then you can continue and see how that might compare to what we'll present as some from our experiences. The first question that we have is, what barriers keep people from volunteering in prison ministry, particularly with Kairos? Mostly, people won't say no because they're opposed to prison ministry. They're more likely they don't understand the mission or the purpose of Kairos, especially if you're coming to the new. They don't know anything else yet, so they're unaware. They've never met volunteers or residents or guests that have been transformed from the ministry or know that kind of impact that can have on people. And they may feel that they don't have the qualifications to step into a prison ministry or go inside the prison wall. They may think that those of us who do that are super Christians or some kind of qualified ministry or ministers or something. So we can explain to them and show them, how as long as being they're willing, they're qualified, as we talked about in the devotion. They may feel uncertain about safety and time and expectations and just feel overwhelmed by just the thought of what might be involved. So we want to help them to come to those understandings and feel more willing to say yes.
So again, this is not a quick one and done invitation to get volunteers to engage. This is a multi-step process to bring awareness and interest. So the goal is to inspire, then to invite, then to engage, then to sustain volunteers. And we'll break this out for you so you can see what this looks like. Every time you engage with potential volunteers, the goal is to move them from, "I've never heard of Kairos," to just maybe hearing about the ministry, or, and then finally to move them to, "God may be calling me to this ministry." And one way to inspire people to learn more about Kairos is to kind of say something like, "Thousands of incarcerated people feel forgotten, and Kairos brings Christian community and transformation together. And there's a place for every person to serve. Would you be interested in finding out more information about that?" Or you can try something like, "Where is God calling you to serve in his kingdom right now?" and see what they have to say. And then you could, maybe ask them, "Have you ever thought about prison ministry?" We have an informational night coming up on this Thursday, and I would, love to see you there. Would you be interested in finding out more information? Here are some ways to inspire people and to find out more about Kairos. One way is, maybe you set up an information table in the church lobby, or you can visit a small group and make a presentation about Kairos. Or you can try to host a table at a church mission events if they have like a Mission Sunday kind of opportunity. Or another way is, hold a Meet the Ministry dessert night and just open it up to the congregation. And then another way is to maybe invite the pastor or a ministry leader to attend a team meeting to gain some insight about what's going on. And when it comes to, bulletin announcements and flyers and social media posts, those are great, but they shouldn't be the only way to get the word out. They're good, to use as reminders or teasers, and then a personal touch, will have the most traction when inviting people to learn more information. In another way or effective strategy to get others interested is to kind of change your leading statement. Instead of, saying, "Hey, we need some help," or, "Do you want to serve on a weekend?" We need to flip that script. Maybe try, saying something like, "Come see what God is doing," or, "Lives are being restored, and you can be a part of that." And the biggest way that we can get people interested is by telling stories. It's the most compelling way to get someone interested. And when you share those stories, include, testimonies, about a weekend or how it's transformed, guests who are in attendance, or how they've been reconciled, and family restored. You can also share stories about healing or restored faith, or how guests and team build community. And then it's also an opportunity to share a story about second chances or how they have hope after incarceration. These are just some of the ways that you can share stories about what's going on in the ministry. One way to inspire others is by using some tools. And we suggest, if you do a guest review form to get quotes from the weekend event, especially when they're inspired and it's Sunday, afternoon, on Kairos outside, the women are, super excited and they're willing to give a quote. And they can still remain anonymous if they want, but it's a great way to use on your marketing materials. Also, you can ask volunteers to share their testimony from serving maybe inside a prison and what it was like for them. Also, KPMI.org has a whole bunch of videos that you can download and play them on a loop, maybe as you're hosting a table in the church lobby or doing your presentation. And one way I found effective is my pastor was preaching on a sermon that talked about transformed hearts and changing the world. And so I took notes on that sermon and I incorporated it with the principles of Kairos to write him an email to introduce the ministry to him. And then another way is to tie in, Bible passages that talk about Kairos. And we have an information sheet that should be able to be downloaded after this presentation that has some scriptures for you. Some key principles, one way is, most people, when they hear statements like, do you want to join the team? And oh, by the way, it includes 36 hours of training, they'll get put off. It's like it's too much. And so, they want to be able to experience, the mission, relationships, and the impact firsthand before they fully commit, to all the training and getting involved in a complete weekend. So, when you start, with the big ask, the result is pretty predictable. It's a low response rate. And it's a constant struggle to recruit when you're asking all or nothing. So a healthier approach is to build engagement first, create multiple on-ramps that allow people to connect gradually through community service, prayer, and just the relational invitation. So instead of asking, for the full weekend, you can try, would you like to learn more? Or would you join us for coffee? Or can we invite you to a gathering? So simple asks instead of the full, enchilada.
Okay, once we've hopefully inspired folks to learn more and be more interested in what Kairos Ministry is doing, we want to invite them. We'd like to build relationships before we ask them for responsibilities and getting involved in that way. We want to try to match their time and talent with different opportunities to serve, because there's all, as we all know, there's all kinds of ways that people can get involved. We want to move people from thinking it sounds interesting to like, I know exactly how to take the next step. People commit before they, that is to say, people commit to other people before they commit to ministries. The strongest recruitment is one trusted person personally asking another. So we want to have relationships and have built some relationships with them before we try to take them to the next step. We want to engage willing and qualified volunteers who may not be able to participate in every aspect of Kairos by helping them identify other opportunities that they would have in order to be involved and help the ministry's work get done. Check what they what their gifts are, their availability, and how they can serve, and we can find places that will match that. And the second question we have for you is, what are some ways you can ask an individual or a small group to get involved with entry-level engagement? These low commitment opportunities allow people to experience community, observe ministry culture, build trust, and discover where they can fit in. Some entry-level engagement opportunities would be attending a closing ceremony, flowers at dawn, or walk in love for Kairos outside, to buy meal tickets to help support the weekend financially, but in a direct, like a concrete way they can visualize. Praying for the weekend, writing letters. It doesn't have to just be the team members. You can always invite people if you provide them the right information to write letters, to make agape, to bake cookies or provide food if they can, bring that in, giving or donating. You really want to try to make a big push to get groups organized within your community to attend closing and flowers at dawn and walk in love, and encourage carpooling if it may be a distance, even if it's just some people might who might not be able to drive, even if it's not that far. Help put the community together and be able to help them make it easier for them to participate. Donating financially, you want to be able to give the people the opportunity to support. While, on our team, we may be each given a goal of the amount of money to raise. We don't want to just write a check and then not give people that chance. So you may want to donate yourself, but you also want to make sure you're inviting others to help cover that amount and or be able to go beyond it. You want to let people know what funds are used for. We're buying Bibles to provide for our guests. We're paying for meals. If we're at Kairos Outside, we may be paying for that facility to use. And that's a great added expense compared to inside or possibly the torch programs. We're buying crosses for our guests. We have all kinds of general supplies, some pens, papers, notepads, and everything like that. Or they can actually like sponsor guests, and you can have an ideal amount that might, sponsor guests, whether it's a Kairos Outside weekend or just a general amount to sort of, cover some of the expenses that would be involved with, covering one of our people on a weekend. Encourage people to sign up for the prayer vigil, the prayer chain. You want to start those requests early and often. Set up a table with sign information. Share the link if it's on online. Sign up through your church sites, bulletins, other communications that you have. Like we mentioned before, like using some of those as reminders after you've made other presentations about these opportunities. And writing letters, again, we provide the guidelines, samples, and it can be done as a group effort for like a small group in your church or a Sunday school class or such. Or like one person, could up decide to write a whole set of letters. When I was on my first or second weekend, I had a friend that I'd gone to high school with. We reconnected, earlier as on Facebook and stuff. And she saw me post about Kairos and my experiences and stuff. And she was involved in a Curcio weekend and asked me more questions. And she wrote a full set of letters for us for that weekend. And then she moved on to serving on a weekend at the Women's Inside Prison. And then she said since joined the state committee and also led a weekend. So, giving people these different opportunities to get involved, if you never know if they might lead to greater and greater involvement as the time goes by. You can get people to help with Agape and make placemats. Maybe if the kids are, a lot of the kids will make those. If you encourage them to add a first name and an age, that can really help the our guests on the weekend to connect. And you never know that the spirit may help to get the right placemat in front of the right person who has a child with that name and that age, or along those lines. The Agape posters and Kairos Outside logos, anyone can do those. You can have a poster party at your church, maybe with a cookie night along that, so they get a little taste of like, another piece of Kairos and what some of the guests kind of know us for sometimes. You're making small gifts or tokens of thought through Kairos Outside. Baking cookies, especially for Kairos Outside, or if you're able to bring them into the inside facilities or with Torch or the inside program. And making and providing food also for Kairos Outside or the inside or Torch weekend team meetings, or if for those, if you're able to bring them inside again, lots of ways for people to get involved and contribute. And I always let them know that they're part of our team. Some of us are going inside, some of us are on the actual weekends, and some of us are doing all these other things. They're just as much of an important part of the weekend as any of us.
Next, we want to move, entry-level volunteer engagements to more involved commitment. People move from, oh, I attended something to I feel connected to this mission. So that's the direction that we want to move them towards. And we need to offer meaningful opportunities to get the volunteers involved. And drive them to stay engaged with Kairos. So another question that we have is, what are some ways you can ask someone to get involved in a mid-level commitment? What do you think some of those options might be? So if you want to jot them down, and then we'll see how they compare to what we have for you. People stay connected through relationships, and community retention matters more than just the recruitment events. So give volunteers those meaningful contributions quickly. Smaller commitments create momentum, And so some of the things that we can offer, if someone has just a few hours to give, we can suggest becoming a weekend angel. And they could do that in as little as 2 hours on a weekend or up to a full day or longer. Maybe they can serve on a support team, and then their time is much more flexible. They don't have to attend the full team meetings. They can help out in small ways to contribute, towards the final weekend. And it gives them a chance to be able to engage with the ministry with a slightly more commitment than entry level, but not the full commitment to being on the team. And then maybe they're willing to host an event, such as an information table or meet the ministry event. Or maybe they'd be willing to even open up their home to host that, dessert night, or maybe they can make a meal for a team formation meeting. So it's like we want to step up the engagement to mid-level, but not the full commitment.
Okay, and once we've gotten people engaged in some way in the mission, we do need to sustain them. Moving people from I volunteered once to Kairos is part of my ongoing calling. If someone serves on a weekend and then feels that they're not for them, encourage other involvement, not all or nothing again. Again, I had a friend who served on one weekend inside the prison with me, and it just didn't feel like that was something he felt comfortable with doing, or for whatever reason. But he has since joined our support teams most every time, and he makes a strong effort to do so. So that's another way, and he has stayed engaged through that. There's always other things people can do. Sustaining involvement. We have some examples of people's experience through relationships. They can become far more open to serving on a weekend. So when you maintain those relationships with people, again, I mentioned it before that they're more likely to take that step of getting on that bigger step to be on a weekend team. Mission impact, when they see that mission impact that the Kairos program has, they are motivated to recruit others to participate when they see that power and the impact. We go through spiritual growth. And we know that, through these weekends, it's not about just the guests that come and the inside or outside programs. It's, we experience spiritual growth through serving here. And when you do that, they're more likely to support financially to help the program continue. And seeing those transformed lives that are impacted, obviously, through the Holy Spirit, but through this program that we're involved, it will lead them to ministry efforts within their congregation to help encourage others and help recruiting and all of that. So it was very important, as we all know, to keep people involved and going on. We're recruiting new people, but we have to keep the people involved that we've already recruited and got involved in it in some way. Okay, our fourth question, what are some high impact opportunities? Again, if you want to stop and make some notes on that and compare that to what we have. Invite your church members to participate on the team weekend. Inviting small groups to adopt specific weekends and prayer through the prayer vigils, prayer chains, and that'll get them connected and give them a real way to participate and to help benefit the program. Invite past guests and volunteers to attend continuing ministries, the reunions, the prayer meetings, and swap gatherings. We know these are really the core and the heart of the program. The weekends are the big introduction and stuff that, but we want to build those communities. So we really need to get the past guests and volunteers to participate in those to get to where we're really trying to do to build that community. I encourage team members to become a weekend leader. It's always important. And of course, Kairos in general, you can only serve as a weekend leader once. So we're always needing new people to get on that track and start getting prepared to lead weekends. And we want to ask team members to join the advisory council, whether they're actively teaming still on the weekends, or if they're taking a break, or feel maybe they need to step away from that. We need people on the advisory council, and it's tough to have the same people doing both things all the time. So that happens a lot, but we want to get people involved in that advisory council and maybe giving a break to the people who are serving on weekends all the time. So those are some ways.
So now that we have discussed, how to inspire, invite, engage, and sustain volunteers, let's talk about some obstacles you've encountered. What have you encountered when trying to engage people? So again, jot down some answers that you might have, and then let's see what we have. So, if you've encountered some of these obstacles, here are some ways to counter them. Have you ever heard someone express, fear of prison ministry or going inside of prisons? Well, then, one way to counter that is by providing education and testimonies, about what that looks like. Or maybe someone is raising the objection of, I don't have that much time. The time commitments are a huge concern. I got, family and work and all that. Well, that's where offering tiered volunteer options is really beneficial. So what about, lack of awareness? They just don't know. They have a lot of assumptions, what it might look like. So telling those stories and providing opportunities for visibility really helps to counter that objection. And then volunteer burnout. If maybe they're just volunteering too many places inside the church, or maybe they've been serving on Kairos for a long time and you're trying to recruit them for an upcoming weekend and they're just done. So Kairos really has built in a practice of, creating rest, to create a healthy pace. Work 3 weekends, take one off. So we want to really encourage that of our team members so they don't face that burnout. Also, there's nothing worse than inquiring to a ministry and you're like, I like to get more involved, and then they get ghosted. No one follows up. So one way to counter that is to have a structured communication system, either within your advisory council, so they know when they hear of opportunities or people are inquiring, they know who to pass that off to. For Kairos Outside, if someone's asking about being an angel, then they, send it to the angel facilitator, or if it's someone inquiring about being a guest, they send it to the next person who's in charge of guests or the recruitment person, And likewise for the team, it's like you need to have a quick response so people don't feel like, it just went into a vapor. And, they move on to another ministry. So we need to have really structured communication systems so that doesn't happen. Another question, we have, it's like, have you ever felt like you blew that opportunity, to share about Kairos? What mistakes have you made, in trying to find volunteers? So kind of jot those down and, maybe they go with what we have too. Here is how we can avoid some of those common mistakes. Oftentimes we want to, lead with the logistics. We want to give them all the details. It's like, what does training look like? What is, becoming a team member look like? And we overload them. It's like a fire hose. It's like, no, we want to start out with small increments. We also, healthy ministries, recruit year round. Don't wait just before the weekend. Don't wait just before team formation starts. You should be looking for, team members throughout the year, even during those break times. Start building that pipeline. And then, it's like relationships outperform stage announcements every time. So just don't, depend on putting an announcement out there or a poster somewhere. It's like create those opportunities to invite people to engage. And then, trust, it always precedes the sacrifice. It's like you're willing to do something for your friend, You might like, oh, I don't know, but because Joe asked me, okay, I'll check it out. So like build those relationships. And people want meaning, not merely just a task or an assignment to do. They want to know that when they volunteer their time and their resources and everything that they have, it's like it's going to have some impact and it will make a difference in the kingdom. So, again, we need to personally invite people to learn more and to get involved instead of just, making generic comments about Kairos. Make it personal, make it welcoming.
Okay, we've been talking a lot about inviting folks to our church and getting our church involved and within your small communities. But what other organizations can we go to help recruit volunteers and guests for Kairos Outside? You look at other faith-based nonprofit organizations. You also look at halfway houses for men, and you can invite the family members to be a guest on the Kairos Outside weekend. There's other 4th-day weekends, like I mentioned Curcio that my friend was involved in, but we know all the outside of Emmaus and other ones. And they're come from the same roots, and people would be will start off being a little familiar with the general structure. And we want to look for those and look for opportunities for them to join. You host a booth at a local city festival or farmers market. I've done that with our local sort of street festival that we have at and I'll not only have a maybe a booth that we man, but before things really get started, there was usually a parade and stuff. Before that, I'll walk them down and find the other churches that have booths and talk to them directly and give them some information and collect some and offer to get a hold of them, afterwards. Look at philanthropic chapters like the Elk Lodge or Moose Lodges, etc. Those are organizations that are that people are looking for ways to involve themselves in the community and give to the community, aside from, other churches and things like that. So you want to look into those. The final principles that we want to take a look at is volunteer engagement grows when Kairos becomes relational instead of just transactional, missional instead of just informational. It's ongoing, regular, instead of just event driven, as the weekends come up. That's not the only time to look at recruiting. And when it be spiritually transformational instead of just volunteer driven alone. The healthiest Kairos partnerships are not built merely through recruitment. They're built through trust, testimony, discipleship, and shared missions.
I hope today you were able to glean some new information about how to recruit volunteers. Again, we want to, inspire people. We want to invite them. We want to engage them, and we want to sustain them. So build your roadmap from entry level to mid-level to high impact opportunities, and you will see volunteers go through the journey and, commit themselves to the ministry. So, hope you enjoy it. Thanks for being with us. Have a
Yes,
blessed
thank
day.
you.